3, beginning. We learn to look at the different types of disciples. We also have different types of groups, different types of disciples. It is very important for us to know this, because if we don't understand something, we cannot be perfect. We can do things perfectly to perfect results if we have a clear understanding about it. We are disciples, and we will become gurus or something. So it is better for us to understand what kind of disciples are we. So also we can understand what kind of guru we will be tomorrow. A bona fide disciple today is a bona fide guru tomorrow. So we have three classes of gurus. Kalista, Guru Kalista. His two of his legs is here on the shelf. It's Kalista. We have Madhyam Guru. One leg is here, one leg is up. A special one. He's safer. And then we have Uttam Bhakta. Two of his feet are in the special one. Both of them. So he is. He reflected here. He's not here, but he reflected here. His reflection we can see and feel and identify with. That guru we should take care of. But if that Uttam Bhakta is not there, the one which is there that has given his life to Krishna and is following exactly what his expectation, we are also saying. Do to lead him back if he is fallen. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, one who knows the science of Krishna, one who knows the science of Krishna and is falling, is one. If we follow him or her, we will get to the destination. So we have also three classes of disciples and four. Can add one to it, looking four classes. The fourth one is like not disciple, but it's good for us to know. First class disciple, second class disciple, and third class disciple. Third class and fourth class. First class disciples, he knows the heart of the guru. Even before the spiritual master gives an order, he already knows it and he will perfectly execute it. Without speculation. It's not about speculation or mystical. It has some mystic power to know. Okay, this is what we're using. It's not like that. It's about empowerment. Empowerment. To be empowered, you are infused with extraordinary power or energy. What is the qualification to get that from the social master? The qualification is that this disciple, according to Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Chakravarti, he is a Nishkapata Bhakta. Nishkapata. He is not a chaser. Nishkapata Bhakta is different from fourth class third glance, or second glance, what made the difference? The first glance disciple is different because every of his or her activities for the spiritual master is without expectation, not even a desire to go back on what he does. He doesn't have that. So he is miscalculated about that. He is simply doing his duty just to the, for the pleasure of the spiritual master, for the satisfaction. The only motivation, the only interest, any impetus, only the force behind each of activities is to give pleasure to the spiritual master. Let him be satisfied. Let him be happy. That's the only motivation. Nothing else. So he does things, or she does things, even before the spiritual master speaks about it, he already is good at it. For the satisfaction of the spiritual master. So he just delivers. He will be satisfied. That's the first class of the disciple. Second class disciple. So a first class disciple can, he has the power to adjust the instruction of the spiritual master. He has the power. Like Srila Prabhupada, our Prabhupada. His guru, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura, the standard is, if we are not chanting 64 rounds of the Krishna mantra, you are fallen. That's Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura. You are fallen. Fallen. 64. And if you want to marry, he will take him out of the ashram. Ashram, household, so you have to go and have a house. But our Prabhupada, he adjusted that. The first sannyasi, to do waiting for disciples. No sannyasi has ever done that before. So the Prabhupada, the first person in history of Vaishnava tradition to for a sannyasi to sit on ashram and with disciples. He's a first person. So he knows how to adjust the instruction of the guru because they're communicating heart to heart. He knows everything. No speculation. No imagination. It's a transcendental empowerment that he has from the spiritual master, so he can understand exactly what to do at any given time. Our Prabhupada reduced 64 to 16. And Bhagavad said, Bahu Janma, after many, many births, one attains the state of Mahatma, Sar Mahatma, Sudhulava. The Prabhupada said, one lifetime. One lifetime, you can go back to Mahatma. One lifetime. He gave us opportunity to practice 75%. The minute 25 will balance it. That is our Prabhupada. So he has that ability. He has the modification. First class disciple. He has the empowerment. Second class disciple should never try to adjust the instruction of the guru. Should never try. Second class and third class should fall exactly as it is. No subtraction, no addition. Exactly. Because they are not so empowered like the first class disciple. So a second class disciple hear the order from the spiritual master, and that becomes his life. Simply here, the guru said, I want this service done. He's there. Do it. No meeting. There is no conference about it. That is final. He goes about doing it. And he presents the result. Especially when this is second class. He simply gets the order from the guru and he executes it. He has no second thought. He follows it exactly as it is. For the second class, he said, ten class disciple, he gets the order from a special master, he will twist it. Maybe. Maybe. He will say, I need a cup of water. Maybe the second class disciple already given the guru the water, so they don't need for me to. At this point, it's already there, so I'm not the first class disciple. So my sermon should not be a wonderful offering, so don't need for me to do it. He will not do it. And if he wants to do it, he is going to do it at his time. Not when you need it. At the time he wants it, at the time he feels comfortable with it. What I like. When I'm satisfied. When that is favorable. Alright? I can do that. So he said this, the special master is conditional. When it is favorable for me, when it suits my desire, what I want. This take class disciple. He remains a disciple if Guru gives him big position. He is very happy to do his devotional service when he has position, when he has facilities. If there is no facility, the service is not one. He is very happy, very enthusiastic to do the service when he is the secretary of the guru. Travel the guru all over the planet. When his service is changed, guru is no more pure. Guru is pure when he has, when the guru is glorifying his ego, oh, it's a pure guru. I want his best class, pure. The day guru chastises him, the guru is no more pure. That's it. So for him, the guru's purity depends on how he sees the guru. It's not about the quality, the transient quality of the guru. His understanding is when situation is favorable for him, guru is pure. When the situation is not favorable, guru is no more pure. That's his understanding. It's a 10th class, 10th class. Fourth class is a he does not follow anything. He doesn't follow anything. His own relationship with the spiritual master is based on ignorance. At least he accepted, okay, there's somebody like that, the guru, there's somebody the guru is there. Sometimes I can follow him. So these disciples, they don't have any spiritual relationship with the spiritual master. They don't even remember that they have spiritual master. For years, no connection. And they can be so busy in their so-called Western Civil projects. They're so busy that even if Guru calls for them, they have no chance to come and see the Guru. But that's very busy working for the Guru, very busy consulting big projects or temples or preaching for the Guru. But when Guru comes, they have no chance because they're too busy. They can reject the special master at any time. They can reject the Guru at any time without feelings. The Christian consciousness is so pure. So pure. Like we have a mirror, they will see our face. There is also a mirror in Christian consciousness to see the heart. What is a mirror? What is a mirror to see the heart? We have a physical mirror to see our face. What is a mirror to see the heart? There is a mirror for devotees to see the heart. There is. What is a mirror? I'm asking you, please answer me. What is a mirror for every devotee to look at his or her heart? When we look at the mirror, we'll see. I can put it like that. Right? I will see if these people is something like that. Right? So, if there's any dent, one will remove it. By looking at the mirror, you can see. What is the mirror to see the heart? The scripture is a mirror for us to see. I can show you one mirror. About Gita here. Let me just show you one mirror. You see the mirror so we can see our face. So we should. It is not only material mirrors we have to see our face, we also have the mirror to see the heart. Especially that we are practicing Christian consciousness, we should know where we are. So let us look at the mirror and see our heart. Also, there is a mirror. This is a philosophical mirror. This is a mirror. I'm going to show you a philosophical mirror. And we are also going to show you this, the mirror for chanting the holy name. And the mirror for chanting the holy name. We have 30 varieties of mirrors to look about the holy name which we chant the holy name. But today we are going to show the mirror in the scripture. And everybody can take it down, chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita. Chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita. It is entitled Devotional Sex. So if you look at 14 and 18 and 14. Bhagavad Gita chapter 12 is for 18 and 14. What Krishna said, Advaita Sarva Bhutana Mayi Tarakarna Evacha Nirmamo Nirahankara Samatuka Shukara Santushita Satatam Yogi Yatarna Vrita Nishchaya Mayi Yadvita Mano Bhudir Yoma Bhakta Sime Priya Yoma Yome Bhakta. Translation. One who is not envious. The first thing. One who is not envious. New. A devotee should be non-envious. His society is meant for non-envious people. So the first thing here, Krishna said, devotee to be non-envious. Why? We become very dear to Krishna. One who is not envious But he's a kind friend to all the living entities. Not friend to my wife, to my husband, to my friends, my relatives, to my favorable disciple, devotees, but a kind friend to all living entities. A kind friend to all living entities. Who does not think himself a contractor and is free from false ego? Who is equal in both happiness and distress? Who is tolerant, always satisfied, self-controlled, and engaged in emotional service with determination? His mind and intelligence fixed on me, such a devotee of mine is very dear to me. Did I know? This is a mirror, can see. This is a mirror, the scripture is a mirror for us to see. So this, the four titles, disciples. Ramananda Acharya, he demonstrated this. He was traveling with his disciples. The disciples were traveling with Master Gabriel Acharya's. Just disciples, it's those who are considered to be first class disciples who are following him every way he goes. They were traveling with him. And the Chinese, they are full of compassion for living entities. Therefore, they constantly devise many ways, that is the proper statement, we should devise many ways to push on Krishna consciousness. That is their line. They also infuse you with the same energy. So Ramananda Acharya was talking, thinking so many ways how to infuse the devotees with Krishna consciousness. But he did miracle. Because Krishna consciousness is a miracle society. So all Acharya did before miracles. So Ramananda Acharya, he did miracle. A miracle is done for less class people. Miracle is not for first class disciples. It is for low class disciples, friendless people. The main reason of making miracle that Acharya did before miracle is because they have low class disciple. Therefore, they have to show the disciple something different for them to understand. Have you ever seen any ISKCON guru vomiting fire from mouth? So many of us say even Hare Krishna devotees will still have so much attachment for demigod worship because we think they are more powerful than their guru. Yes. Right. Demigods are more powerful than their guru. That's the only thing. It's a misconception. Because you do not find a pure devotee demonstrating power like that. So sometimes it's necessary to show, low class disciples that such things don't exist. Even though you're not sure, but it's there. So, Ramananda Acharya. He was traveling with the disciples, and at the places, he took a break, and the devotees sat in the sala. So he took the sala, ate, and half of it, he threw it into the water, which was there. And the fish caught the prasada. And it is instantly a visible of four hands. And when the Vaikuntha, they all saw. Everybody saw. Good. You're not associating with every day. He has his power. Yes. He has a power. So looked at him, he didn't say anything. He stood up and he was going, but the disciples were not following. They wanted to enter also into the water, thinking they would have foreigners. But it is not the water that made the fish to develop the foreigners. The fish had been in the water for a long time. No one developed the foreigners. The fish developed the foreigners from the Pasada, the Maha Pasada, which is really taken by the fish. It's not there. But then we're going to enter the water. So, my mother said, what are you doing? Come on, let's go. The Guru said, can we go like this? Tell us what has happened. So he said, I am trying to show you the potency of Maha Pasada. And the power. You have been thinking about Prasada for years. Our hands are spiritual. On the floor. Don't sit. So, what is the problem? Well, my mother said, the problem is that a fish is in the mood of ignorance. In the mood of ignorance, intelligence is not developed like intelligence of men. Therefore, the advancement is very easy. Very, very easy. They don't have to speculate on Guru's order. They don't twist Guru's order. They don't do it at their time. Instantly, the fish don't take the Maha Pasada and wait for the next day. He took the Pasada and ate it immediately. And immediately, the fish got four hands. I went back home to my head. So Muhammad Ajara said, you human beings, when I give instruction, you will change it. You don't follow it as it is. Therefore, you cannot have the mercy like this entity. If you want to have this experience, you remove crookedness, Sakapatapanta. A Sakapatapanta is a Guru Tyagi or Guru Bogi. There are two. Guru Bogi and Guru Tyagi. Guru Bogi, he wants facility from the social master. Facilities. He enjoyed the opulence of the Guru, the opulence of the society. No car, no harena. No car, no sanita. No car, no bonga shopping. That's a Guru Bogi. Only when the facilities are there, yes, I'm a devotee. It's a Guru Bogi. When there is festival, that is the day you want to leave Krishna. Other days, he doesn't come to the temple. Only on a festival, when so many disciples. I am the best sakya in the Gita. Today, I want to show my name. That is Guru Bodhi. Disciple. His power is only when the situation is favorable. He then demonstrates his disciple qualities. Guru Tyagi. That he can give a Guru, he can give a Guru at any time. If someone tells him, ah, see, you are in a Christian movement for 20 years, you are in the church, if you come to me, I will give you now. He will go. It's a good thing. He's a Christian movement, they will give you the church and they will keep you for years. You don't have to waste on that. We have to make things simple. Come and give me the church, they will go there. So many Christian movements are giving this one for so many societies. They have Guru Tyagis. Or someone tells you, your Guru is not a Mahabharat. How do you know? He's not. What is a qualification to know? Someone tells you, is it not? Somebody tells you, oh, in a general movement, they don't know how about a general movement. And then you believe it. How do you know that there's not? What is your yardstick to see who is my background. What do you know about the quality and nature of the man? Because someone tells you, and who is the person who tells you, a fool like you. Not a naughty, but a fool like you, who is fully bewildered and confused, will tell you nonsense and you are saying because what of you said. So we have all these different categories of disciples. It is good for us to know them, so that we can prepare ourselves for becoming successful for what we want to do. Now we want to look at one of the things you should do to become a first class. How many of you want to be first class disciples? First class. How many of you want to be first class disciples? First class! Right, thank you very much. Okay, so we have something for you. I have a food for thought for you.
Yes.
To become first class disciples. Something you have about 10 here to be added. For today is 10. To be added. For those who want to be second class and third class and fourth class, you should wait tomorrow. Yes, maybe at least. Today the list is for first class disciples. So for those of us who want to be first class disciples, these are some things you should look at very carefully. You should look at these things very carefully. And they are technologies. Technologies, we are a scientific. Technology world today, right?
Yes.
So we have spiritual technologies for becoming first class disciples. So, one, we want to see that every disciple should deeply value the importance of not sadhana.
Good.
Is something missing there?
Good.
Huh?
Good.
No. Strict sadhana. So add it. Every disciple should deeply value him, his good friends. Faithful, they say translators are traitors. Right? So I have a strict sadhana, and my translator has maybe good sadhana. But it's strict. Every disciple should deeply value the importance of strict sadhana. This one I didn't put it also. But I spoke about it that a senior disciple should complete Sistema before 70 or 70, you should be able to finish it. But it is not an order. It is not an order. It's not the rule. It's a rule. This is my own training, not a rule. The main thing is every disciple should deeply appreciate the importance of strict sadhana. So if you like, you can take this one. You can keep the skip the second part. If you like, take one of that. You have a choice. You have a choice. Why is it important for us to have a strict sadhana? Why is it very important for us to have a strict sadhana? Why?
We can make progress.
We can make progress. Yes? Why is it important for us to... I can change CCM today, 7:30, tomorrow I can change 4. struggled with it. The next day, I think once a week or every day. Do we eat every day or some days?
Every day.
So why can't we? The food which we are eating is for the body or for the soul? The food you eat every day is for who? The soul or the body? It's the body. So what is the food for the soul? And that we can do any day we like, any time we like. No strictness. We are very attentive. How do we feel if tomorrow morning the temple president announced the day the Pasai will be 4 o'clock? Will anybody who clap for the temple president? But we are clapping hands for ourselves for not having a strict salary. Every day we clap hands for ourselves and feel no, we don't feel anything wrong not having a strict salary. Many devotees have struggled with 16 land, which is meant for lazy people. 16 land is for lazy people. Majority of devotees struggle with it the next day. How are we going to be first life designer? We're 16 now. Because this is another subject, it says the woman is not chanting 64 years for them. So 16 land is for fallen devotees. And that fallen 16 now, we are still struggling till the next day. What is that? How do you call that? It's no more falling. It's what? So the Bhagavad Gita says, what he said, one who not chanting 16 now is what? It's fallen. And we are chanting 16 means that we are fallen devotees. And the 16, we are still struggling with it to the next day. How do you call it?
That is fallen underground.
You see what we do? The chanting is the food for the soul. The prasad we are taking is this body. To keep our body suitable for us to chant is enough. We're neglecting the most important aspect of our life. The food, nourishment. Nourishment comes from chanting the Holy Name. Because this is what we are going to take with us when we are living this body. The Holy Name, which we have chanted, that is our permanent asset. So I tell you, what is to give much importance to strict sadhana. But what is chanting and hearing? So it's very important to have strict sadhana. We shouldn't joke with it. We don't chant when we feel happy, when we like it or not. Bhakti Nanda Kura said, either you are happy or you're not happy, or you have, he doesn't have, you are whatever you may be, please, and then you chant. Govinda, Krishna. This is the recommendation from Sri Bhakti Nanda. So chant. So it is very important for us to have strict sadhana. Strict. Second technology. What is chastity? You see, very common when they find witches. They fight the witches. Yet, they fight witches in two classes of they fight witches. Two classes. One class, they are in her Christian temple. They respect the deities. They respect a person from the same group like them. They don't care for others. They don't have respect for others. Apart from Islam, Srila Prabhupada constructed devotees' quarter before he built temple. Neophyte devotees, they will build temple for Krishna, no house for the devotees. Neophyte. They recognize, okay, Krishna is the Supreme God, but the devotees of Krishna don't respect. They don't have respect. The second part of neophyte devotees, they go to Shiva temple, they go to Durga temple, they go to Ganesh temple, they go to Sani temple, they go to every temple, they are all the same. Oh, I went for Bhagavata recitation. He spoke exactly like Prabhupada. That's a neophyte. That's prostitution. You should be chased. From ISKCON, you should be chased. There is one devotee, remain this one devotee. Even if you think that nobody is a pure devotee here, please, I think, yes, that is okay, but remain here. So you can become the first class disciple and first class group that we will follow you. So if you leave us, we don't have any second chance. So you stay with us and show us the way, we will follow you. So we should be chased. Every devotee should be chased. Go and appreciate what the Prabhupada has given to us. Don't jump from this temple to that temple, this society to that society. It is prostitution. Remain loyal at home. So to understand how important it is to be loyal, how important it is to be chaste. A person who runs here and there is telling us that you don't have a focus, you don't have a goal, you have no direction. You may not understand, but that is the message you are giving us. Today, this place, or that place, it means you don't have a focus and you don't know where you are going. Stay in one place and you see what is happening. And Krishna is being presented by God, who is a Paramatma, and they have the following entities will guide, even if we don't understand anything. Prabhupada said this in chapter 10 of Gita, text number 10 and text number 2, 10 and 11, two purports. Prabhupada repeated the same thing. Chapter 10 of Gita, text 10 and text 11, purports. The Prabhupada repeated, if one very fortunate to have accepted this process, this Krishna consciousness, and accepted a pure guru, but the devotee is not so intelligent to understand what the spirit in the disciple is speaking. If that this disciple is sincere, Krishna himself from within will start guiding that devotee so that ultimately he will attain the same supreme destination. So, your qualification is sincerity, loyalty, not about jumping from this place to that place. The qualification is sincerity. If you remain loyal with sincerity, you will get it. The perfection is guaranteed. Going back and back to what is guaranteed if you follow me. Alright? disciples will preach fearlessly the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. As I forgot mentioned, there is no way a disciple can pay a special master for what he has done for the disciple. We cannot pay. So it's like what this is another Sanjali Chakra Prabhupada said, we are all Krishna Dhyan. Dhyan is a debt who cannot pay, has no facility to pay the debt. So we are eternally indebted to the special master. And Prabhupada said, if you want to appreciate what I have done, you should do what? Preach because he has agreed. To preach Krishna consciousness. Vigorously, as he is doing. So you should be fearless preachers. To be fearless preachers means that we are convinced about the philosophy of ourselves. We cannot be convinced about this philosophy if we are not strictly following our strict standard. Then we have this ability that will develop a quality of fearlessness that will be able to present Christian consciousness as it is to everybody. When one is loyal to Guru Parampara, there is automatic empowerment. Loyalty, it brings empowerment. And then we'll be able to preach fearlessly because now we are infused with the energy of Christian consciousness to represent Krishna. Perfectly. Yes. The disciple must offer puja to deities with punctuality, cleanliness, great respect, care and according to authorized process. Means what? Speculation has no room in our process. This one is what I'm just speaking. Yes, in Krishna consciousness, there is no room for speculation. Everything survives from the scripture. Everything from the scripture, authorized from our child. So we have the guru, not alone. We have a sastra, not alone. We have a sadhu, not alone. The three of them is perfect, complete. Three of them should be together. That means that the guru should speak from the scripture according to what the believers have shared. That is balance. That is our process. Identity worship is very, very important. They are different from idol worship. Deity worship is not idol worship. Idol worship is different from deity worship. Therefore, for deity worship, there is a need for punctuality, there is a need for cleanliness. We should have great respect. Imagine the supreme perspective of God who knows everything completely. You are standing before him. How will you feel? The person who knows you completely. How will you feel? When you stand with a person, a mystic person who knows you completely, he knows everything, he knows the grace of food, he lies in a television, he can come for them for you. You are standing before him. How will you feel? Uncomfortable. Yeah. You know what's going to about you. One of my friends from Germany, he's a girl. So one day he told me, you know, I was with a group in the US, but I didn't take a decision for me. I said, why? Because a group. He knows everybody, and you cannot hide from him. So I have something to hide. Therefore, I didn't said, Jesus. What kind of disciple is that? What kind of disciple is that? Which category? Category 1, 2, 3, 4. Which category? A disciple has something to hide from the spiritual master. Sacramental baptism. Which category? 1, 2, 3, 4. Huh? Front. So, a disciple should be open. Suppose you have a headache and you have approached a doctor, and you a dear doctor, I'm having stomach pain, but you have a headache. What would happen to you? The doctor is going to give you medicine for
stomach.
A stomach, but your problem is
a headache.
So what would happen?
You won't be cured.
A headache will kill you. Because the medicine you got is for wrong thing. So Barbita tells us, don't do another person's duty even perfectly. Because it is dangerous. Like taking a medicine which is meant for somebody. It's dangerous. So we should have respect. The deity. We should be open to the deity. We should be punctual and very clean. This is according to the scripture. Our attitude towards our deity should be correct. This is supreme person of Godhead, not idol. This is supreme. This is a person who knows me completely. So he is the one who can help me. Therefore, let me open up myself completely to him so that he will be able to help me because he knows my problem. That should be our attitude. For that, we should be very conscious, we should be very clean in our dealings, in our activities, our offerings, the deities. Great respect. So we come before the deity with respect. We do everything with respect. We feel very comfortable when things are not done at the time we expected. We feel very uncomfortable. We feel very discouraged. So what about the supreme person of God? Because he's supreme, so he doesn't care. Transcendental. That's a wrong philosophy. Yes, I'm not transcendental, therefore I should feel angry when something goes wrong. Christianity is supreme. It's not transcendental. It's a hope of duality, so it doesn't matter. And it matters. It matters a lot. Because our attitude matters a lot in everything that we do. Our attitude is very important. The attitude. Very important in everything that we do. So Krishna, considering attitude to be first class, most important thing, he does not see the thing we offer, but he sees the thing which we are not offering, which I bring there. What Krishna sees. And then he will reciprocate like that. Therefore, punctuality is a respect for the supreme person, but it's extreme respect. At least in the beginning. When we come to the level of Mother Yashoda, then we can carry a cane and tell Krishna to sit here, whatever, okay. But for now, we should follow the principle, we should follow the etiquette perfectly. If we follow that, our advancement in Christian consciousness is very strong, rapid, steady, efficient. Next. We should associate with the opposite gender only for Krishna consciousness and not for saints gratification. Our association should be based on helping pleasure and not for exploitation. Very good news to see how we are living. Can you imagine if we live such a clean life like this? have our Christian consciousness will be. That a devotee is relating with each other based on Christian consciousness. How wonderful our society and our community will be. In a material world, our relationship with each other is based on cheating. What am I expecting from you? What are you expecting from me? And what is the result? Fight. In the beginning, it's not fight. At the end, fight. Why? Exploitation is in the middle. In relationship which is based on exploitation, the end is already known. We're going to fight each other. We will hate each other the most. Because we have seen my next but nothing. And I have seen that next but nothing. Therefore, we look at each other with bitter mind. But the problem is that the fault is not that person. The fault is that it's the two of us. You have the fault, I have the fault. You are a cheater, I'm a cheater. So the cheaters are getting together to cheat themselves. I'm faster than you. If I cheat you, means I'm faster than you. But when you also have the same mind, you cheat me, but I'm faster. So the material is so smart. You're not smart. You're foolish, you're not smart. If I cheat you before me, what is the difference? I'm going to accumulate more sin than you. That's all. That's all.
So, what is this? What is
the sign of being smart here? So, devotee is our relationships will be based on Krishna consciousness, helping and supporting each other, not for exploitation. We will make advancements. Our relationship will be very sweet. The purpose of letting together will be achieved to help each other in our Christian consciousness become first class disciples. Next. A disciple should be humble, a humble and lenient servant at heart, expecting nothing in return. While being ready to offer his her mind, body, and speech, what in service of Guru and Krishna? What is mania servant? Mania. Nothing. In what is your habit when I am nothing before my Guru, I am nothing. It's really actually. I am nothing. But my special master will make me something. For him to make me something that I want to be, which he also is expecting me to be something, an eternal servant of Krishna. There is a need for us to cultivate this attitude. Humble, menial servant, expecting nothing. But we are fully engaged. All our senses are fully engaged in service of the spiritual master. That is how we will become clean from all the narratives, the contaminations which are there. So the bishop not checking what Chita Kura said. A disciple has no right to ask a guru for blessing. Until you are able to satisfy him as a menial servant, but your sincere service without expectation. That's the only qualification a disciple has to ask a guru for blessing. Here, for example, every day, Maharaj, blessing. Maharaj, blessing. Maharaj. Krishna, Kripa, give me cheating. That is cheating. We should remove that cheating. A menial servant will not ask. It will come automatically by being a sincere servant who is not expecting anything from the Guru for his or herself. And Prabhupada said in Bhagavad-gita 4:34, this pure devotee is by nature very, very kind. By their nature, they are very kind, they are very compassionate. So when I see the menial attitude of a servant who is fully engaged in the service without expecting anything, automatically they will be blessed. So if a slight disciple does not wait, has nothing to wait or to ask for the situation, automatically it will come. Confirmed by Prahlad Maharaj, the seventh canto of Prahlad. Prahlad Maharaj said, there is nothing which is unobtainable by a first class sincere disciple. Nothing which is unobtainable. Everything is attainable by a devotee. Therefore, there's no need to ask, it will come automatically. By our sincere service, automatic blessing comes. All our children are saying the same thing. Nothing is unobtainable by a sincere disciple. Who has this attitude? And Prabhupada is saying, yes, these pure devotees, they are very kind. They are very kind and compassionate. That's their nature. Their heart is always melting out of compassion. Therefore, they automatically bless a disciple who is following this person. He's applying this technology in his own life. Next. A disciple should scrutinizingly learn and deeply apply the proper rules in his or her personal life. He or she should read or eat at Srimad Bhagavatam every day, 2 hours. It's from Prabhupada, not from me. It's from Prabhupada, not from me. Our duty is to simply pass it on. That's what we're doing. We're simply passing it on. So Papa said 2 hours. But even if you cannot do 2 hours, at least you must read something. We should read something. We should read. Every day. We should read. Just like every day we bathe, we dress, we eat, we sleep. We should act reading as part of the principles we have to follow every day. Activities which we do regularly, eternally. So read every day. Read. And reading has a different technology also. That the reading which you want becomes empowered is called prayerful reading. Prayerful reading brings empowerment. Prayerful reading makes you one with what you're reading. You will participate with what you're reading. So it is very important that we should read. See the word here, the disciples should scrutinizingly learn and deeply apply. It means what? We should not only read to go and preach to people. I'm going to give class tomorrow. Okay. Yes. Deliver. And don't clap for you. A powerful seminar attended yesterday. How is it working in you? How is it working in you? We are not just philosophers. Because philosophy alone can never change anyone. Philosophy alone is not sufficient. Nobody becomes pure by philosophy. After philosophy, application. So we have personal application. We should deeply apply it. Not just reading to go and teach people and get appreciation and get empty. There are many, many people. They are very experienced in giving advice to people. But they themselves, when they have the same problem, they will not remember the advice they are giving to them. They will suffer from the same thing which they have helped other people to overcome. Why? Because what they are doing does not exist in them. Empty philosophers. Next. Yes. A disciple should learn the grammatical quality of cleanliness and Yes, man.
One of charity.
One of the kind. It's a proper. Let's say, according to the scripture. Kalo Sutra?
Samurai.
Can you get me this today? But I have opened the International Society for Christian Consciousness to at least make balance. Proper one to make balance. So we have to come to this level of political qualification. Cleanliness and conformity. Next. Yes, the disciples should learn how to cook nice for salam for the deities and play instrument nicely. That instrument? Cook nicely. Nice for salam.
Yes.
Nice. What is nice for salam?
It's nice
to see. Yeah, the flavor of salam. Very sweet, very delicious. You don't have to chew it. Don't put it in your mouth to be so easy to go. So it's sweet for silence to offer to Krishna and distribute to the devotees. Easily swallowable at the back of the tongue. Easily swallowable. Sweet for silence to be offered to Krishna and the remnants to be distributed to the devotees.
Okay, last one.
Most important of all, we should develop great
love, trust,
and
friendly relationship
for
each other.
So that I will look at that.
Yeah.
I want all of us to read it. Can we read it together?
Most important of all, we should develop great love, trust, and friendly relationship with each other.
It's important?
Yes.
Are we going to read it?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
I must say, I want to know, is this important for our life in Christian consciousness?
It's very important. Yes.
So are we going to read? All the devotees will keep in mind negative, but I'm going to look at that now. I know some of us were sitting here, some of us are up to 10 people negative in their mind. Is it true or not? Huh? So many people were keeping in mind negatively, not positively, not emotionally, not sweet. The many people will keep in their mind negatively. Are we going to remove them today? Huh? And keep Timu. Our heart is meant for Krishna and not for somebody else. What did Bhagavata say? What did Bhagavata say? Huh? What did Bhagavata say? Huh?
Only remember Krishna, never forget him. Always remember Krishna, never forget him.
That is Bhagavata. That is Victor instruction. And that's the version. Quoted by Rupa Gandhi from Patna Kuna. Later of the version. Bhagavata chapter 18, text 61. What is it? 1861. What is it? I'm asking Harikesa devotees, not Christians, not Muslims. I'm asking Harikesa devotees, Bhagavata 1861. Harikesa devotees. I'm asking Hare Krishna devotees, please. I'm not speaking to Christians or Muslims. I'm speaking to Hare Krishna devotees. I'm not asking from Bible or Quran, I'm asking from their book or Peter. 1861, what is it? What is Bhagavata chapter 18, text 61? Ishwara Sarva Kundala. Do you listen? Do you know? It is the tea. Ishwara Sarva Kundala. Hirda. Did he say Bhakta John? Hirda?
No.
Did he say that? No. What did he say? Ishwara. Krishna is the proprietor of the heart. He is this sitting place. Nobody else is authorized to be sitting here except himself. So why are we adding somebody here? If we are the right disciple. The heart is meant for Krishna. Krishna said, this is my sitting place. The Katakana said, yes. If Krishna is sitting here with us, and said, two souls. You don't say three, four, five. How many souls? Katakana said, two. Paramatma and the Jiva. We are sitting here. Why are we adding many people there? Huh? Even if you want to add, it should be devotees. If you think of a pure devotee, you will have 100% of his potency. You will see 100% of the potency of a pure devotee. Therefore, our child has a comment, we should think of pure devotees. We should think of pure devotees. We should remember, wake up in the morning, we should remember Parameshwara. Anyone who remembers Parameshwara upon waking up in the morning, you will never face a defeat. That's it. Anyone else, who wakes up in the morning and the first thing you remember that comes to the mind is the fight between Lord Shiva and Vanasura. Vanasura and Krishna. Anyone who remembers this person and see Krishna defeating Vanasura will never face a defeat. This is our Shiva Bhagavad. Who will remember if we are not reading our spiritual awareness? If we are not realizing this story as spiritual, who will remember Krishna and Balasura fighting and becoming victorious? Who not? Therefore, we should try to develop great love for each other. We should trust. We should be friendly in our relationship with each other. To have trust in you or in me, I should behave properly. We should behave properly. And all of us should behave properly. Not that I want you to trust me and I'm being so nasty and I want you to trust me. It will not work like that. You will trust me or trust you when we are acting properly. So we should behave properly so that devotees will trust us or can also trust other devotees. And be friendly in all our dealings with each other. Any comments or questions? So, Bhagavati! Comments? Or one question?
Any question? Bhagavati?
Let's say, for example, Mahiya Vyana, he is
the speaker from another central area to speak about Bhagavad Gita. Can I go to that Bhagavad Gita for the sake of remembering Krishna?
If you will hear from Srila Prabhupada, and it's contemplation, there is contemplation, hear from this contemplation. We have so many powerful speakers in this congregation. Many who are pure. This one has many pure speakers who are for the first time representing Prabhupada. We should hear from them, not outside. Even though they will speak from Bhagavad Gita, we should hear from this one. That is just it. Going out is not loyalty. So yeah. Actually, when we are, the reason why we do this thing is because we are thinking we have better speakers there at this point. See, Christian consciousness is not for speaking a philosophy of Christian consciousness. It's not an act. One can go and perfect to come and demonstrate. This is not. This science. It's a very big science. It is purity, not by spiritual force. So, a person who is speaking with Bhagavad Gita, what was he doing before he was coming to speak? And what will he do after his speech? We should check and see if they balance. But you will be surprised to see that they are balanced. And Mr. Prabhupada was saying the lecture of a powerful reciter. After reciting, he will go and chew tobacco. Or you're going to drink some tea, coffee, chai. You're going to drink. After I have finished reciting Bhagavata, chai, pasta, chai. What is that? Contamination. So it's not because the person is speaking, but what is in the heart? The person is very envious of Krishna, is speaking so nicely. What is that? It is a milk given to a snake. No one will benefit from it. Purity. And your five devotee who has faith in Krishna, he's following Krishna faithfully as the special master is given to him. What is a neophyte is better than an accomplished yogi or a perfect reciter of the Bhagavad Gita. He may have learned this from birth. So he's simply doing a professional job, not a devotional service to Krishna. So hearing those things will not make any more Krishna. A sincere person who is simply presenting this analysis is better. To hear from that. Okay. That is just it. Means we are loyal to this system. Alright? These sort of things, they look simple or negligent, but they are not. They have serious effects on our practice. So we should look at it. See that we're falling. Nice. Yes?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. So we had one slide to mention about Brahmikar qualities. I'd like you to elaborate on the first. Then, eventually, when the person with the Brahmikar qualities will become a Brahman. So, what are the rules and regulations we should observe?
Thank you. didn't get this completely.
I would like you to elaborate on the practical qualities, which, and then as we develop practical qualities, eventually we become a Brahman. So for a Brahman, there must be some rules and regulations that he should observe to maintain his Brahman qualities.
Yes. Yes. The whole of this item we're discussing, if you follow these technologies, we have very wonderful dominican qualities. We have faith in the deities, in the guru, the system, parampara. We're very clean, we're punctual. If our sadhana is very, very good, if our sadhana is strict, we develop all these qualities. And Nanda Maharaj, when he was going to perform Jagya, so Krishna told him, my dear father, invite Brahmanas who never tell lie. Brahmanas who never tell lie. Brahmanas who are not greedy. They never look at someone's property. They are satisfied with what they have. So Brahmanas' benediction works automatically. Invite them to come on. So we can practice that. These are the qualities we do. And Bhagavad Gita 1842, Krishna enumerated the qualities of Brahmana. Brahmana is peaceful. Peaceful, not agitated. He's self-controlled. He's very clean inside and outside. Very austere. Very austere. He knows the scripture theoretically and practically. And they are straightforward in their dealings. They are straight. In their dealings. They are not crooked. They treat everyone as spiritual, not the body. See this assembly in Malaysia. This is what they want people in this country. Huh? You saw the Hindus in this country, Malaysia? So how many tribes are sitting here? Every day we are singing, Prabhupada said, the Malaysia will become what? With this movie. What it is? We should see it like this, not like this. As a Brahmana. A Brahmana is 518. Bhagavad Gita 518, what is it? 518, Bhagavad Gita. You are asking me so many questions. I don't know the question. Okay, look in Bhagavad Gita. You have it? Look at Bhagavad Gita. Read, what is it? Yes, Vidya Jnana, Sampanna, Ramana Pali. Yes, the Brahmana, he sees words, equal vision. The Brahmana, an elephant, a dog eater, he sees the same. He sees all. So we should be broad-minded as a Brahmana. So we can cultivate these qualities, and our Krishna consciousness will become wonderful.
So on behalf of his own feet, I extend my thanks to all the devotees who have come to attend this wonderful seminar.